trade association Tech America is reemerging from a rough couple of months. Four executives left suddenly to start a public sector practice at a competing association. Tech America then hired Mike Hettinger as its new senior vice president for the public sector. He's been charged with ensuring federal contractors that Tech America is committed to their cause. Federal News Radio's executive editor Jason Miller is here with more. Jason, good morning.
Good morning, Tom and Emily.
All right, so how is Mike Hettinger reestablishing that confidence? Tell us about him.
Yeah, Mike Hettinger definitely has a tough job ahead of him. Now, just as a quick reminder, Tech America lost those four key senior executives with just years and years of public sector experience back in November. Trey Hodgkins, Pam Walker, Carol Hutton, Erica McCann all went to work at a new organization run at the IT Industry Council. And the Hodgkins loss was, I think, one of the biggest ones. He was probably the most vocal, most widely recognized person in the public sector. And I think their decision dealt a bit of a blow to Tech America, both because it was shocking and it was a confidence blow. So Hettinger is the man coming into, 20 years of experience in the federal community. He had to be the big splash that Tech America needed. And for the most part, what I'm hearing is he was, for the most part, the big splash that they needed. But he's been in his position for less than a week and is already working to connect with those member companies.
The response from the members thus far, and like I said, I've only been here 2.5 days, and we announced it, I guess, about 2 weeks ago that I was coming on board, has been really positive. A lot of the members know me, worked with me. I've worked for some of the members, which is neat. And I have a unique perspective, I think different than sort of your traditional trade association person. I've worked on the Hill. I've worked for a member company, and I come from the trade association side most recently. So the response has been, honestly, Jason, very, very positive. I'm not privy to all the different renewal dates and all that at this point, but from what I can gather, the response has been very positive from the members that I've talked to.
Now, Hettinger's also done some realigning around Tech America with his resources and started to fill out their public sector staff. A couple of highlights there. Let me just throw out at you. Dave Logsdon is now the senior director for federal civil public sector, focusing on cloud computing, big data, aviation, commercial space, as well as identity management. And Scott Balsam will oversee Tech America's efforts around procurement policy, defense, and cybersecurity. Now, Hettinger says they plan to make about three more hires over the next couple of months, including someone to run their state and local public sector organization as well. So that's going to be an important hire. I think a lot of the vendors are looking at that to see who's going to come into that job.
All right, Jason, can you tell if hiring Hettinger and filling out his staff, is it giving the member companies the confidence that they're seeking in Tech America?
I think it's mixed. I think to some extent it is. I mean, listen, when you think about who's qualified for that job, there's not a whole lot of people out there. I think Mike Hettinger is one of maybe three, four, maybe five at most. But then again, he's not as well known as maybe some has thought. Now, I checked in with several very active Tech America members who all spoke on the condition of anonymity because of the sensitiveness of the situation. And the majority of the people I spoke with do not know who Hettinger is and never have met him, and therefore had no real opinion of him or Tech America's decision to hire him. And I think that shows he definitely has his work cut out to get to know more members. There was one source who I talked to who says actually they do know Mike very well. They spoke very highly of him. They praised him for several reasons. And one thing that stood out to them was he's going to be much more aggressive than Trey Hodgkins and even Trey's predecessor, Olga Gurkovic, ever was when it comes to pushing Tech America's agenda, especially on Capitol Hill. They thought the others were not as aggressive maybe as they should have been. The source also says the hiring of Mike will stop what he calls is the bloodletting of companies leaving Tech America or even considering leaving Tech America because of those departures of Trey Hodgkins and his team, as well as ITI Council's aggressive recruiting efforts to bring in more people. On the other hand, I've also heard that sources tell me that Tech America should have conducted a much more wide search for qualified people and should have consulted with the member companies more. I think there's a little bit of disappointment. Again, not in Mike per se, but more broadly on the number of people who they had the opportunity to hire. One of the big concerns, though, I also heard from several sources, and this is multiple people, not related, not connected, was the continued concerns about the leadership of Sean Osborne, who's the president and CEO of Tech America. Two sources say they're troubled by the continued poor treatment of staff in public settings by Osborne, and they're continued by the lack of recognition of his role as president and CEO of Tech America. On the other hand, I did talk to one source who says they have been impressed by Osborne's efforts to reach out to the vendor executives to convince those vendors to stay and remain with Tech America. And sources tell me that may be working at several large companies, Lockheed Martin, IBM, Northrop Grumman, to name a few, have either decided to stay or are very much leaning towards staying with Tech America. There are several others, however, who are taking a wait-and-see approach over these next few months to see how Tech America and how things kind of play out. Now, I think part of the reason why Trey Hotchkins and others left was a concern over the commitment by Tech America to the public sector. And I asked Hettinger about that issue.
I asked and was reassured, and everything that I have seen in the essentially month that I have been involved in the various discussions and my 2.5 days here leads me to believe that we are 110% committed to the public sector. As I said, I've run around this organization in different capacities for 15 years. I know what it brings to the industry as a whole, and I don't see any signs that say we're not anything other than 110% committed to public sector. And that's the reality. I'm being very, very blunt. And I asked, if I didn't see that, I wouldn't be here.
We're speaking with Federal News Radio Executive Editor Jason Miller. Jason, it's an interesting window into the trade association life. What are Hettinger's priorities this year?
Well, I think he outlined several ongoing priorities, and a lot of them we talk about all the time: cloud, big data, cybersecurity, mobile. But he says Tech America is also going to add some new ones as well, including health IT and education. Hettinger says the public sector market is evolving once again, and Tech America has got to evolve as well.
But we're starting to see more of a convergence in the market. The focus now is on, you know, mobile technologies, leveraging social media. And as a result, I think we're going to focus more attention on those areas. And the government is now learning to leverage these technologies more effectively. If you look at the traditional desktop, it's changing. We're starting to see more of these hybrid technologies where it's a pad and it's a laptop and you can do different things with it. And I think that's a neat change, and it'll really add a lot of mobile computing power to a lot of government employees. Strategically from a Tech America standpoint, you know, we want to expand the focus, I think, from what we've traditionally done with a procurement and acquisition focus to really highlight the benefits of technology and using technology to make government more efficient and effective.
And then, of course, there is IT acquisition reform. We cannot forget about that, especially in light of the healthcare.gov debacle. That's probably going to be among the biggest focus areas for Tech America in the coming year. Now, Hettinger says there are parts of the Federal IT Acquisition Reform Act of FITARA that he thinks are worthwhile, and there are other sections that need some work. I think that's the common refrain we've heard about that law over the last few months. Hettinger says what's important is that industry, the White House, and Capitol Hill all work together on these issues. He says that's the only way legislation will move.
What you want to try to do is figure out what the systemic problems are and put together some legislative provisions, if that's what you want to do, or administrative provisions, if they want to handle it that way, that address those systemic problems, as opposed to sort of this piecemeal, one-off approach to, you know, trying to address some of these acquisition problems. The idea that, you know we have a talent gap in IT acquisition personnel, that's something that the entire industry has come together on over the last few years and continues to push, and that was in the original 25-point plan. So, you know, you want to do that. And the idea, and I'll call it an IT acquisition center of excellence, but that's really the more FITARA language of at least what I saw them talking about. The idea of a center that may make acquisition easier or common acquisitions easier, I think makes some measure of sense. But we'll have to see what the details are.
Now, he says that there are some things that can be done through policy changes, and there are some things that will need legislation, such as giving CIOs more authority over IT budgets. I think that's something that Tech America is very much supportive of. Now, Hettinger says he expects Tech America to continue to be part of those listening and education sessions that the White House has been holding with companies on IT procurement reform. And he says the association also will have to do more education on Capitol Hill about these procurement and IT issues. It's something I think that he recognizes from spending time on Capitol Hill that a lot of members, or I should say most members, don't get. They don't get the IT acquisition process, and therefore they need to be educated in order to make good decisions around legislation. There's also a few other things that Tech America will pay close attention to, including the executive contractor compensation cap that's been in the news a lot over the last few weeks, and security clearance reforms, the idea of continuous monitoring of security clearances and background checks. He didn't really offer any details on those positions, what they'll do, but he did say he did recognize those are important issues for his members. And as far as the health IT focus, which is maybe a new area or a new bigger focus area for Tech America, he says an action plan should be coming later this year about Tech America's priorities and goals.
And Jason, how will we know whether they've succeeded in attracting all of the members back? Do the associations list their annual membership lists? And I imagine those would come out pretty soon, since this is, you know, we've just finished 1 year, beginning another.
Right, this is renewal season. It's going to be hard to say and hard to tell because those membership lists are very much proprietary, and that's a big issue that's going on in this lawsuit that's happening between Tech America and the three of the four people who left NITI over who has whether they have the right to take the membership list with them. I think a lot of what we're going to figure out is word of mouth. People stop sponsoring. People stop showing up. You go to an event and say, hey, where's so-and-so? Oh, well, they're no longer a member. And you start kind of bringing pieces together that way. And I think that you'll notice that if there's a big drop-off of people not renewing their membership, I think you'll see it in several different ways, because I've been told by several different people that Tech America is expensive. Tech America is, and with the budget crunch that's happening across government, there are concerns about where industry wants to spend their money. And if ITI is recruiting hard and someone has to make a decision, it's a tough decision to make of where to spend money.
Jason Miller is Federal News Radio's executive editor. Jason, thanks so much.
My pleasure.